Yeah, that's right. Flula, milkman, party times!
Live from San Luis Obispo, you are listening to Hurricane and Scroggs. I am JD Scroggin. He is the Hurricane, but you can call him Owen Main. How you doing, Owen?
Well, JD, how are you?
Wait, you are doing well? Because that's not what I heard.
Yeah.
That's not what I notice.
Yeah.
Do you just say well, even though you're not
yeah.
well?
Yeah, I mean, shouldn't you?
No, you should say I'm crappy.
Yeah, I'm not doing too good today.
Yeah, you sound, when I walked over here and first talked to you, you sound like you had a cold or flu, cough and
I do
cold.
Have a, I do have an illness.
I almost gave you a Theraflu.
a coldies?
Mm-hmm.
Or a, what's the other one? What's the one that that fizzes, that was developed by teachers?
Fizzes? An airborne?
Airborne.
I thought that was like a, that was like, wasn't that scientifically proven to be like bunk?
Probably. I mean, it's just like a bunch of stuff that's supposedly good for you, I think. I don't
know. Yeah.
Whatever. I've taken it before when I traveled a ton. I used to sometimes take it when I was feeling crummy.
Yeah, there was some report that came out that said airborne is like totally does not do anything to prevent a cold or cough or whatever.
Yeah.
But then people, it didn't like disappear from the store shelves. Well, like everyone still buys it.
The
and
placebo
stuff.
Effect is powerful too, you know, when you talk about taking something. And I wish there was something that was real that I could take right now.
Well, maybe we should put out, let's say why you're sad, first of all.
The baseball season's sad? Over, JD.
It's over for
the baseball
for
season's
everyone?
Over for all intents and purposes
for everyone.
Basically,
it's still on TV.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not watching it.
Why not?
Because Dodgers lost.
Oh, okay.
Wah, wah. Yeah, it was pretty brutal. Like,
your life
the way
is over. This is like a Shakespeare play.
I don't know about my life is over, but it was just such a brutal series, a brutal way to lose, a brutal. I just felt like the whole thing was just like, I don't know. You lose to the Cardinals last year. You have a chance to beat them this year. They peg Hanley Ramirez and break his ribs last year. They peg Puig in game one of this year. You know, they're lauded for playing baseball the right way by so many people. And
by the comic book guy from The Simpsons, apparently.
Among others. And so
you do only have that one impression.
I told you. I'm not going to deny it. But then you get into the series and you have a 7-1 lead, I think 6-1 lead in the seventh inning of game one with the best pitcher in baseball on the mound.
Yeah.
And that game one was just the most brutal thing, you know, for a fan. I was listening to it and I was actually helping Luke of Fansmanship move a washer and dryer. While the game was going on. So like I was going to pick it up with him and we got out of the car and in the time it took us to load the washer and dryer into the back of the truck, it went from being 6-1 to like 6-4 and then Schumacher.
Yeah, yeah. We don't have to recap the whole thing. Don't bore people. Just say why you're sad.
I'm just sad because the Cardinals they have devil magic and for so many reasons, the right thing would have been for the Dodgers to win, and for so many reasons, it didn't happen. So, yeah. There you go.
Dodgers equals.
That's why I'm sad.
Dodgers equals good. Cardinals equals bad.
Yeah,
this sounds like a Zoolander. Child labor, good. Prime Minister of Malaysia, bad. This is like you're trying to brainwash people. Like, Dodgers are virtuous.
They're really, really, really ridiculously good looking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so,
yes.
So like, I mean, you know, this year was kind of a blah year anyway. I was kind of already bitter about it, but I kind of got on the playoff bandwagon. You know, I was like, okay, maybe I can finally watch them on TV. I can finally make this something that's fun for me. And they actually have as legit a shot as anybody I thought of making it to the World Series. They haven't been to the World Series since 1988. And there's, I think, 7 or 8 other teams only that fall into that category. And they're like the Mariners, Brewers, Orioles, Royals are one of them. So one of those teams is going to go this year. You know, like the, there's a couple others anyway, Pirates. Since 1988. And the Dodgers are one of those teams, and they're definitely the outlier in that group. They're not a small market team. They're not a team that's had, you know, ridiculous lack of success. They just haven't been able to get back to the World Series. So anyway, for all those reasons, I'm Owen sad.
Yes. I heard your wife drive up in the car just a couple minutes ago. Maybe I should note her, give a note to her that you are on suicide watch.
She knows.
Oh, she already knows. You told her.
Yeah.
You told her.
We had the conversation.
Keep all the sharp knives away from me.
We had the conversation about like, you okay? Yeah. Dodgers just lost. Yeah. That was a conversation in my house.
That was the entire conversation?
No, but it wasn't much more than that. To be honest.
Oh, and sad. Why?
Wah, wah.
Dodgers lose.
Exactly.
The end.
So
then there was like no more talking in your household for the rest of the night.
So somebody messaged me today. They said, okay, we got to get ready for spring training next year. Angels fan.
Hold on. Wouldn't it be great before you move on to spring training, more sports talk? But wouldn't it be great if, speaking of placebo effect, you came out with a fake drug that was like, that would help get you over bad sports losses. It's like your team loses, you're humiliated. You take this medication, it helps you get over the loss. It'd be like Airborne. It'd be like the Airborne version for sports fans.
It gives you like visions of Yadier Molina getting broken ribs by a ball from Zach Greinke.
Well, it won't give you anything. In reality, it won't give you anything.
Peyote like visions of it.
It won't give you anything, but it'll be the placebo.
I can have visions.
Well, you can put visions on the box if you want.
Yeah.
But anyway. Actually, you know what? We could just go to the store, get a bunch of Airborne, yeah. and then yeah. like take them out of the package and then put them in a new package and then say
Dodger
like,
cure.
Yeah. Not just Dodger, just like, you think there'd be a market
sports
for that?
Sports cure.
Yeah. Because like, you know, we've all done this. We've all done this, Owen. We've all gone to sporting events where we're going into like hostile territory where we're the fan that's going into someone else's territory and then our team gets humiliatingly defeated and then on your way out every single person who's a fan of the other team is telling you about how much you suck and how much your team sucks and go back to wherever you're from. Yeah, that's when you
another Simpsons whatever
that's when you pop a sportsibo.
Yeah. Sportsibo.
Yeah, and then you'll start to feel better. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. It's a bunch of good stuff that'll make you feel better.
It's either going to be a pill with like illegal drugs in it, I feel like, or some kind of alcoholic like beverage of choice. I think those are the two things that would actually sell that could be called that and marketed as such.
Well, no, I mean, you got to keep it cheap, you know?
Yeah, so I mean, it doesn't have to be a lot.
To make it cheap, it's got to have like nothing in it. It's gonna be Airborne's. It's just gonna be like a bunch of vitamin C and stuff, you know.
Yeah, I mean, make you feel a little better.
Yeah.
So
you won't have scurvy.
So then I go into this like this cycle of self-loathing that is, why do I care so much and why am I this bummed about it? But then I'm like, but if they would have won, I would have been that happy about it. So like, I don't know. Anyway, that's my wah-wah story.
Yeah.
About being a fan. And that's, you know, really how that goes. And so there you go.
Right on. Well, let's cheer you up with some hurricane and scrogs, because we want the hurricane to blow through here. We don't want the sad breeze. We don't want the Santa Ana warm-winded breeze.
Yeah. So, what do you got going on?
I don't know. What were we going to talk about? We kind of wrote it down.
Yeah.
This is the first time I think we've had, like, wrote down things that we were going to talk about. What was first on the list?
Well,
did you want your depression? Would talking about iPhone cheer you up, or would that be better served to wait on that?
Let's go. What's crapping in?
Okay, let's do what's crapping. That's what's crapping in has like moved its way up the ranks. We used to do that like towards the end, and now like we're doing it in the beginning because it's like the best.
Well, the Dodgers is basically that same story. It's basically a bunch of poop.
What's crapping in the Dodgers?
Yeah, pretty much right now.
Yeah. So okay. So let me see here. I'm gonna try and look this up, but. What's crapping? I have a very interesting what's crapping in today. Like this is like a health type of a story.
And I'm using air quotes when I say health.
I'm not using air quotes. I am. Hey, what's that show? What's the 1280 show on health? Living the Run. Living the Run is going to eat their heart out tonight when they hear this one. Let me tell you, because Owen, there is scientific evidence to show that. You know, the U.S. has a problem with obesity. That's why we have shows like Living the Run to like teach us to eat the right way and do the right things and run the right way.
Not just the U.S. This household, myself, only, I have problems with.
But you live in the U.S. and that's our reputation overseas.
Sure.
Like the reputation of Americans overseas are like big fat people that are like, you know, no one likes.
Yeah.
Why does anybody like us? I haven't been overseas enough to know.
Let me count the ways. Actually, I might go up to Sac State in a couple weeks, just to kind of, as an aside, while you look that up. And, and I have a guy who's going to help me take some pictures, I think, if I can get him, if I can get him a credential. He is from France. He's a friend of mine. And so you can ask him when we're up there.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's right. And we're supposed to do like our fake French accents around him?
I don't think so.
He doesn't like, he wouldn't like that?
I don't know. You could ask him.
I got to prepare it first. I'd have to practice.
It's not easy.
I don't think I could do it right off the bat.
Just like off the cuff.
You know what I would do? I would probably sound like, remember when Steve Martin did the Pink Panther movie? Well, I would like to buy I'm back off. Like that would be me. I would be talking like that.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. But
he wouldn't like that? He wouldn't like that if I came up to him and said, I would like to buy a hamburger.
Probably not.
What would he do?
Nothing.
Just hate me on the inside? Just be like that fat American. Yeah. Go back and tell all his French friends.
Pretty much.
Sacre bleu, I met this American. He was just trying to speak like a French accent.
Yeah, something like that. So anyway, you can ask him. You can ask him about that. Why they don't like Americans? But I think he runs in a circle that that actually has a group of people that do like Americans, American culture.
Oh yeah. When he comes here, you anyway.
When he comes here, he rents like a Harley or like a Ford Mustang and drives it around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's nothing more American than a Ford.
Yeah, you know, like you know, Mustang and like drive it on the coast and like you know, there's like cowboy stuff that he tries to do. You know, he wears like a cowboy hat and boots when he comes here.
Yes.
Yeah. He lives in Paris, but when he comes here, he does it up like totally. Western like, style.
Weird doggies. Giddy up.
I don't know what that was. That might have been like Scottish. I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe. It's a little muddled.
Yeah.
So anyway, so what's crapping in? This is, like I said, this is a health story. Like we have an obesity problem in America. There's scientific evidence to show that, you know, we have all these different bacterias in our stomach, right? Like that's, you know, that's just part of the normal
flora
culture.
And the fauna.
Yes, that's what you said earlier.
Yeah.
And so there's scientific evidence to show that there are bacteria in your stomach that actually causes you to have cravings. So it's not necessarily your brain that's telling you, I want this bad food that's bad for me, like, you know, ice cream or candy or cake or whatever. It's actually the bacteria in your stomach that has previously fed on those foods and wants to eat them again.
So figures out a way to get your stomach to tell your brain that you want more. Essentially, it's all chemical
but
reactions.
But you want more
right?
bad food.
Right.
Yes. And so there's theories that
if the story of my life.
So the theory is if you start dieting better and you eat different foods and you eat foods that are better for you, like maybe more protein foods, that the bacteria that those foods create in your stomach is actually going to it's going to give you less cravings, first of all, and cravings for food that's not going to make you fat.
Yeah.
So the
I wonder how long it takes, like a month, a couple months worth of eating really healthy.
Well, see,
you talk about these like 30-day cleanses that people talk about and stuff like that. It's interesting.
Yes, it could take very long for the bacteria, the bad bacteria, to die off and stop giving you cravings for the bad food, or it could be a very short. Short process because
if you're willing to get super gross,
there's a school of thought. Yes, is it super gross? I don't know. You be the judge. You tell me.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
There's a school of thought.
That's a slam dunk.
There's a school of thought that you could have a what's called a poop transplant. I don't know the technical term. I guess I could look it up.
Fecal bacteriotherapy.
Yes, it's basically a poop transplant. What you do is you take healthy poop from a healthy person who doesn't have the unhealthy bacteria in their stomach. And it gets transplanted into your stomach and basically puts the good bacteria into your stomach. So it's essentially, it's you're eating someone else's poop. It's basically what's happening.
Every time we do this segment, I'm like, it can't get worse than that. It can't get worse than people pooping in line for iPhones. It can't get worse than whatever it is. Lady, but pooping in somebody's yard. But like, I guess there's some science to it. And I'm sure it's actually like, you know, they just like take a little bit and put it in your intestines or whatever it is. Like, I'm sure it's not that you're like, you know, eating poop when you're doing this, but it still is super gross, JD.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's a procedure. There's got to be a procedure where they're inserting the bacteria into your stomach or whatever,
right.
Or the intestines or whatever.
Right.
But wouldn't it be just so much cheaper for you to just eat?
No.
Eat the poop?
No. No.
You don't have to do a procedure. You know, there's no anesthesia.
No.
There's no.
No.
You don't have to go to the hospital. No. You just get like, it'd be like, you know, like those diet programs where they send the food to your house. They could just send like a little thing, like a yogurt,
no.
a yogurt Poop yogurt.
Well, yogurt's called a probiotic.
Yes.
And that's because it encourages bacteria to grow in your stomach.
Yes.
And it's, they say good, but I don't know. Like,
see,
some
could
kind
you
of
imagine?
Bacteria.
Could you imagine? No. You just take some good yogurt, you mix a little bit of diarrhea in there or whatever.
Stop it.
It's poop into the yogurt, and then they ship the yogurt to your house. You eat the yogurt.
I constantly
and then
question this segment. Do people really, I want to hear, like, from the five people that listen to this, like, do any of you people like this segment? I don't know. But yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thing.
Yes. If you like the segment, email Owen at owen@fansmanship.com.
And JD, you know, when you're talking about, you know, if you're not obese, but if you were, is it something that you would like seriously consider? If you
I'm
weighed like four,
fa- I'm a little
if you
overweight.
Weighed like, but if you weighed like 450.
No, I'm thinking about doing it now. What are you talking about? Like, I'm a little overweight. Like, this made sense to me. I read this story and I was like, oh man, I need to starve out those bad bacteria. Yeah. But then I got to the bottom of the story and I was like, wait, what? This, I can do this instantly? No. Maybe there should be a poop yogurt that you can eat someone's poop.
But what if it's, but you don't know where it comes from?
It comes from a healthy stomach.
Well, you don't know that.
Well, I mean, that have to be the promise. Like, I'm not going to take like unhealthy poop.
Or,
that's for
or
sure.
Unknown. From parts unknown?
Yeah.
No.
Would they? How do they get the poop? Do they set up? Is it like sperm donors, like poop donors? And they only
like
get
super
like
healthy.
They
people.
Only get marathon runners,
and like vegans. Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, do you want this marathon runner or you want this like world champion archer
or vegan?
Yeah. Or do you want vegan poop?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would, dude. Okay. I guess awesome is a word for it. Awesome is a word for it.
There's a market. I'm telling you.
Speaking of words.
Because obesity is big in the U.S. So,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Living the Run. If this shows up on Living the Run in, like, a couple of weeks,
Rex Stevens,
you can know they're listening.
Rex Stevens is not going to engage in your silly what's crapping in, whatever the word is for banter.
Poop transplants.
Yeah. Poop transplant.
Well, then, hey, then they're not cornering the market on health stories. That's all I'm saying.
So there's lots of words. The word for that is fecal bacterial therapy.
Yes.
But there's lots of words, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and I wanted to check
you
with
back
you on
to
it.
That?
Yeah, to the word thing, because there are lots of words in the world that are no longer kind of appropriate to use, right? That
yeah,
are,
do you remember how that came up? It came up when we were in South Dakota. I remember saying like, hey,
I said
remember
something.
There were a bunch of, you said something, and for some reason it jogged
some
my memory.
I said something that was old-timey.
Yeah, but that's kind of like your milieu.
Milieu?
Aren't you an old-timey kind of...
I'm an old soul,
your
JD.
Wheelhouse?
I'm an old soul.
Totally.
I belong in like the 40s or 50s or like 60s maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like the 50s, I think.
Yeah. I think everyone was a little bit more depressed when their team lost in the 50s than they are today.
Yeah. And there weren't, and you know, yeah. Don't. Why'd you have to remind me? Wah, wah, wah. So who do you got, just real quick before we talk about these words, speaking of, who do you got in the playoffs now? There's the Royals and the Orioles, there's the Giants and the stupid Cardinals. Who do you like?
I gotta go Royals, right? I mean, like, that I'm not really a big time baseball fan of any like singular team. I mean, I love baseball, I love watching baseball, but I can watch anybody play. But I mean, I think it's kind of cool that Kansas City hasn't
you
been...
do watch everybody play. You have watched everybody play.
Kansas City, like, you know, they haven't been there in a long time, so it'd be cool to kind of see them. You know, like, that's what people do. Like, casual people who aren't really invested in one way or the other,
they
always
for the
go for the underdog.
So,
yeah,
but isn't Baltimore kind of an underdog too? Were you here when Bud Norris was pitching at Cal Poly?
No, he was just a year or two before my time. I think he was 2005.
Got it.
Or
so he was in the Brian Milne era.
Yeah, yeah. So, I didn't cover him, but you know, it's interesting. When I was a kid, the Orioles were good. So I still remember when the Orioles were good, like in the late 90s when they had Roberto Alomar and he spit on the umpire. Remember that?
And they made it to the playoffs. They just never got past, right?
Yeah, they couldn't get past the Yankees at that time. But they were really, really good. They were one of the best teams.
Yeah.
So I still remember when they were one of the best teams.
Cal Ripken, late Cal Ripken.
Yeah, to remember when the Royals were one of the best teams, you'd have to go way back to the 80s.
Early 80s.
Like, I was born in 1981, so... You know, I don't remember personally what that was like to see when the Royals were.
I feel
good.
Like 87, 88 was when I was kind of like aware of baseball, probably.
Yeah.
The Dodgers
were good. The Giants were good too in those days.
Yeah. The A's. Yeah.
A's were good too. It was a good time for California baseball, except
the Angels
for the
had
Padres
like
and
Gary
DeSarcina. Yeah.
Head shortstop. Okay. Sorry. But yeah. So, So you're rooting for the Royals then?
I'd say that's the coolest story. Yeah, you know, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I would probably say that most people are thinking that way. Dare say, I would go out on a limb and say most people who are just most people, period, are probably going for the Royals.
I'm rooting for the American League one way or another. Yeah. So there you go.
Every 2 years the Giants win, so the Giants will probably win.
This is the second most depressed I've ever been about baseball. The first most depressed was their first championship recently. Yeah. Anyway, so tell me about the stories.
Nice segue to the stories. Okay,
I'm
trying to remember like what we were even talking about, but whatever. We'll just bring it up like totally impromptu.
Yeah,
out of the blue.
Yeah, we were talking about it. JD looked it up.
We were talking about like phrases that have gone like that we still use, even though they kind of don't mean anything anymore because technology has surpassed their usefulness,
or they don't mean what they used to mean.
Like the first one on this list here. This is coming from Smosh. Smosh.com.
There you go.
Sounds like something they do with the Jersey Shore. But here we go. You can tell I don't go to Smosh.com very much. I don't even know what it is. I don't even know how I found this.
I googled obsolete phrases. Okay. And it came up quick.
Well, I ran across this at some point in my travels in my internet travels.
Okay.
Which is like includes my feed reader. You know, I have a bunch of articles that I read like on comic books and movies and entertainment.
So you set up like feeds for yourself based on different stuff, like based on different articles or websites you like.
Yeah, it's websites that I like.
Right.
And then they link to other sites
that you trust. So right.
Yeah, okay. Totally. Things that I like, you know.
Yeah, okay.
I have a whole. You ever seen Feedly?
I have never dealt with feeds, but go ahead, like tell me more.
Oh, okay, it's cool. Well, it doesn't have anything to do with this article or whatever, but it's just like, you know, you set up, you remember Google Reader?
Mhm.
Did you ever use Google Reader?
No, I never used it, but yeah.
Well, it's already gone. It's obsolete. They killed it.
Google Reader.
They killed it off. Okay, so number one on our list, Google Reader. Although we don't use that term anymore, but...
Number two would be...
It is definitely obsolete.
You can also say like World Wide Web.
Yeah. Like www. Sometimes people say www and you don't have to anymore.
Dub. Yeah.
You don't even have to say it. But you and I remember when the internet was like...
You had to say http://www.
No, you didn't have to say that. But you had to say www for some reason.
Right.
Like, why? Why?
I don't know.
Because now there's this whole generation of people who are yours, my age, who were in high school when the internet really blew up, like in the late 90s.
Yeah.
And everything was www.
Tell me about these words.
That's obsolete. Okay, so the first one is hang up the phone, which obviously for, you know.
If you have a rotary phone, you actually hang it up on top, but
yes.
But when you hang up your phone.
You hang it up on the wall.
What else would you call it? Ending the call?
Yes.
No, well, those
what does the button say?
It says call end or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, end.
Yeah, end.
The button says end on our smartphones.
Yeah, end call.
Yeah, but like what would that sound like if someone hung up on you? You're like, man, they hung up on me. Like, what would be the replacement for that? Like, man, they ended me.
They ended my call.
They ended me. I'm going to end you. Yeah. I'm going to end you, bro.
Yeah. Hang up on you.
Stop talking bad about the Dodgers.
There's something satisfying.
I'm going to end you from this call.
And I had a rotary phone back in the day. There's something satisfying about, like, hanging it up, like especially when you're mad.
Oh, do you, like, hang up the phone, like, when people...
Did you ever?
I'm assuming you don't have a cordless phone at work.
No, I don't have a cordless phone.
But you have a phone.
Yeah, I usually wear a
headset. And is it one of those ones where you slam it down?
I mean, I could, but I have a headset that I wear.
Oh, okay.
So I press...
So what do you do?
I click the button.
If you're angry? You click it hard on your head? And you hit yourself? You're like, gosh, dang you.
I don't get angry, JD.
Oh, please.
I just get really sad about the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So hang up the phone is a good one?
Well, because nobody hangs up their phone anymore. No. You just end.
Yep.
Press end.
Give me another
he
one.
Pressed end on me. Okay, another one?
You want me to give it to you since I have it up
here? Well, we should think of replacement phrases for these two.
End.
Yeah. So if someone hangs up on you, you should say...
They end your call. He ended my call.
He ended my call.
Yeah. No.
That's not as good.
Yeah. Call. Call itself is like a holler. It's not like a over-the-phone thing. Call became like, hey, how's it going? That's a call.
Yeah.
And it became a telephone call.
Okay. Well, maybe we should keep hang up then.
Okay.
Roll down the window, because in olden times, like the 90s, we used to... There's still new cars that get made that have the handle where you can roll down. Not both every car is power windows.
Both of our cars are handle rolled down, and they're both from like
both of your personal vehicles.
Yeah, 2003 and 2005 vehicles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shows you what kind of financial situation we were in when we bought them.
Well, like, put it this way. If you were to go into a dealership now and either buy new or used, would you buy a vehicle that... would you have a bias against a vehicle that had, like, the handle to roll down the window? I think most people do.
I don't. I don't, like, inherently, but I do like remote things. Like, I do like the ability to... like unlock the car remotely, lock the car remotely.
Oh,
like,
yeah. You love that stuff, dude. When you finally upgrade to power windows right. in like 20 years or whenever this is going to be for you.
Like next year.
You're going to be like, yeah. It's going to be like you got the new iPhone 6 Plus. You're going to be like, oh my God, this is the greatest invention since sliced bread.
And if anybody out there wants to like give me any recommendations on cars for, you know, family cars, the wife doesn't really want a minivan. I'd be okay with a minivan, but
yeah.
The wife doesn't really want a minivan. So we're looking for like family,
like a small
family
SUV.
Cars that would like, yeah, or like, you know, even just like a big car. That would fit like car seats comfortably. She has a Focus right now, and that you know, the car seat doesn't really allow the front seat to scoot back in any kind of meaningful way. So she always has to sit in front of it, and I always have to drive. So if anybody has any ideas about that, that'd be great. But yeah, I mean,
email Owen Main at owen@fansmanship.com.
Thank you. All right. So what would you say instead of roll up the window?
I don't know. Does the window itself still roll? It just goes up.
Put the window up.
Put the window up.
Right, because it's not rolling.
Yeah.
I like rolling, just like I like hanging up.
So you like both hang up and rolling?
Yep, rolling.
You should keep those instead of end me. He ended me and... what was this?
Put the window up.
Put the window up?
Press the up button.
Press the window up. Press the window up. That should be it.
Press it up. Press it up. Like lifting weights. All right, what's the next one?
Yeah, this is the next one is flip through the channels. I don't know. Does this one doesn't seem
click,
like...
Or click through the channels with a clicker.
Well, it says, while the TV announcer, don't touch that dial, was replaced by don't touch that remote,
right,
which was ultimately replaced with fast-forwarding through anything that isn't the show on the DVR, the saying flip through the channels to see what else is on persists.
Yeah.
However, we don't really flip through the channels anymore. We just, like, if you're savvy with your TV remote, you go to the menu and you scroll up and down to see what's on.
So you just find the channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, so find...
Or you scroll the menu.
Right. Scroll the menu. That sounds... Scroll.
That's what people do with their digital
devices.
TVs.
Yeah. Did you ever have a TV that you clicked through that you like had a knob and had like 13 channels?
Yes. Yeah. When I was like in the 80s, my mom's first TV I had.
Was it color or black and white?
It was color.
Yeah.
But we watched a lot of black and white TV. I remember watching a lot of the like monster movies,
sure.
like the Universal Monsters that would come on like Saturday and Sunday nights or Sunday afternoons. And they would play like the old Mummy or the Invisible Man or things like that. And those were in black and white. And I have fond memories of watching those and watching like WWE. Speaking of WWW, we would watch WWF wrestling after church.
Yeah.
Come home. I remember one. I remember like one Sunday afternoon in general, specifically one Sunday afternoon after church, we like rushed home because the Ultimate Warrior was going to face the Honky Tonk Man.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Yes, for the Intercontinental Championship. So it was like, oh my God, we were like through church. We were like, oh my God, I can't wait to go home from church and watch WWF. And then we got home and turned on the TV and turned on WWF Superstars. And then literally like the Ultimate Warrior ran out. He grabbed the ropes and he went like this. And he was like doing the ropes. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. And then he like the bell rang. He came out. He clotheslined the Honky Tonk Man. He picked him up. He body slammed him. He ran off the ropes. Jumped on top of him. 1, 2, 3. It was over. He gets up dun, 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 and runs out of the arena. He's gone. It was
ball
like
game. Ball game.
It was
game.
Like, it was,
10 like minutes.
It was like 30 seconds. It was like 30 seconds of action. I'm like, this is what I've been waiting for all week, and I couldn't stop thinking about in church, like the Ultimate Warrior wrestling the Honky Tonk Man. It's over in 30 seconds.
Yes. Yeah, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, the rest of my afternoon was like, what do I do now?
How old were you? questioning your existence
like six,
at that point?
Like 6 or 7, I don't know. This is like the late 80s you're talking about?
I love it. That's awesome.
You never did that? You didn't watch
WWF? In high school, there were a bunch of guys who were on my basketball team, my junior year.
Oh, but this is way later, man. I'm
like
talking
WCW
about when we were just
and, like,
little
D-Generation
kids.
X. No.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about that stuff. I'm talking about when we were little kids.
When the Hulk turned bad. That was
school. I'm talking about
the Andre the Giant, eat your vegetables
and take your vitamins Hulk.
Jake the Snake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jake the Snake
Jesse,
Roberts.
Jesse the Body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 I knew of them. I didn't really ever get like pumped on them or anything. No. No, not so much.
Mm. Give me that, another word. That hadn't traveled to Cayucas yet. It was like it was still on its way out there.
I had heard of them in a faraway land of Los Angeles and Fresno.
Yes.
Tell me another word.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go. Let's do another. We'll go through these quicker, I guess, because that was a bad. I wasted a bunch of time talking about wrestling. It really isn't that big of a part of my life anymore. Sorry to say.
Sure, JD.
Yeah, tape a show.
Yeah, I say tape stuff all the time, and even in our any kind of recording is not on a tape anymore. It's digital most of the time.
Yeah, nothing's on a tape. I mean, but when you save something on your DVR, what do you say?
Less than 10 years ago, I bought like a digital video camera that took little digital videotapes, and they were called DV, you know, a DV cam, and that thing was really useful, and like I felt like could have been better, like if I would have had better editing equipment, but
yeah.
I never really like got around to.
And people say like for shows, I TiVo'd this or I DVR'd this, like that's right. The verb DVR'd it or TiVo'd
it. So they've figured out.
But old people like you and me still say taped it, right? Like
yeah,
if you were
going to
save something
it,
yeah. on DVR, wouldn't you say I taped it?
Yeah, I recorded it. Yeah. Yeah, taped it. Yeah, I say taped all the time. I said it the other day and somebody made fun of me. Yeah.
But you didn't get depressed?
No, that's only if the Dodgers
only
lose.
If someone makes fun of the Dodgers.
Only if the Dodgers lose to the devil of a baseball team.
Yeah, yeah. Broken record? That's a phrase that still gets used a lot, but then like kids who were born
kids
who are in college now don't even know what records are.
But we barely know what a broken record is. I mean, my parents had a record player when I was whatever, but you know.
You didn't have any broken ones?
I guess we probably did.
That skipped a lot or like
played
repeated.
The same thing, right? Repeated. Yeah, I can't remember. We had like the little, like, what are the little ones called? Like the four 45s, yeah, 4.5 inch or whatever. 45s. What does that even stand for?
I have no
millimeters
clue.
Across.
See, that's already a bygone era too. I don't even remember.
Yeah, so I feel like I had a couple of those that went along with books that I had, like growing up, like children's books. So you'd put mm-hmm. the record on,
like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, and then you flip through the book, like Winnie the Pooh
Deep
and the Honey.
In the 100 acre wood.
Yeah. Winnie the Pooh and the Honey Tree.
Dude, you have a bug like on your cheek right here. There you go. You got it. Wow. Sorry.
It's okay.
That was an emergency. We needed to break for that important message.
We have a ton of spiders in our house right now.
Do you?
It's that time of the year, I think.
Well, bugs. Spiders, you know what they do. They like lay eggs on your skin and then the pouch or whatever is like underneath your skin and then they have an egg under your skin and then when they hatch they all climb out of your face. Remember that scary stories to keep you up or whatever?
Scary stories to tell in the dark?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that one, but that's awesome.
Wait, well, you like, don't remember that one, but you know the name of the book?
Yeah. That's my pop culture and music knowledge in a nutshell.
You know the titles of things, but you don't know the content.
And I know vague references to things,
uh-huh.
but like in terms of content, there's like a much smaller sweet spot of actual like depth of content that I can get into.
Yeah.
But in terms
the
of
the titles made their way to Cayucas, but not the content.
We heard of such things, but we never were able to consume said content.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what's going on. Give me a couple others.
Drop a dime on someone? Like that's more like that's like 20s jargon, isn't it? Like I don't drop a dime.
So what would drop a dime mean?
It means it's like to like snitch, right? Isn't that what it means?
I think so. Read it.
Well, I'm just saying, what do we think it means?
I think it says snitch or give somebody information somehow.
Yeah, it says, let's see, drop a dime on someone, meaning to squeal, narc, or otherwise tell the cops.
Yeah.
There was no other way to contact people outside the house aside from screaming or hoping the message you scrawled on the paper airplane flies in the right direction. No, this is just being like ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyways, basically in olden times, as far as like
what
young
about-
people are concerned, there were these things called phone booths that were public phones that were out in the public arena.
I gotta tell a story.
And you could, well, hold on, I'll finish this. You could basically put a couple dimes in these things. At least at one point, you could put one dime in.
Right.
When I was a kid, it was 2 dimes.
20 cents.
And you could make a phone call to anyone, anywhere.
Right.
This was pre-cell phone era.
Yeah.
That Superman changed in one of these things.
Yeah, and
Superman would get in the phone booth
as
Clark Kent, and then it was so private that he would take off his clothes and be Superman, and no one ever figured it out.
Yeah, which was also silly.
Wait, silly?
Yeah.
You're talking about one of the most revered traditions in all of superherodom.
I know. It's awesome. I mean, it's awesome. I'm not going to say it's not. It can be awesome and silly at the same time.
Well, where does he change now? I guess that's what I want to know. Where does Superman change
now? Why doesn't he just fly into like the air out of people's vision and then change up there? Because he'd be flying as Clark Kent. He can't fly with his glasses on, maybe?
Because people would see.
I don't know.
Where does he change now?
I don't know. I got nothing. he has nowhere to change. Everybody
can't
has
change
a,
in a cell phone.
And everybody has a cell phone to take a movie of it, too. So, like, yeah. I guess you just have to go really...
Phones are just bad business.
He would just
for
have
Superman
to change
now.
Super fast with his super speed.
True.
So there used to be a friend of mine in Cayucos, Nate Oakes, and...
You know where I think Superman really does change?
Where?
In the toilet, in the bathroom, in the public restroom.
Not in the toilet itself.
Yeah, not in the toilet itself.
In the toilet in a British sense.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, fair enough.
In the bathroom. He goes in the bathroom. Because there's still public restrooms. There's no public phones anymore, but there's public restrooms. That's where he goes.
Then he has to, like, wash his super hands.
Mm-hmm.
So Nate used to live in a house above Cayucos Liquor, kind of, like, a block, like, almost a block away. But you could see it from his top story of his house. And so there was a payphone outside of Cayucos Liquor in Cayucos. That's the blue.
That's where all the drug dealers
the
posted up or what?
No, but there was a guy who came there multiple times, and he was either waiting for a call or he was making a call or something. And he had a truck with tools.
He was dropping a dime, maybe.
He might have been dropping a dime. He had a truck with tools in the back, like a tool truck. And Nate knew the number, so he would call people and like talk to him like. Well, he was looking at him, but they didn't know.
Yeah.
And like he would ask him about stuff and like, you know, act like he was like freak him out kind of, you know, before that was like a thing to do in a movie or something. And Nate used to just ask that guy, you stole my tools. Where are my tools?
He accused the guy of stealing his tools, the guy that was waiting for the call. And what was the response?
I don't know. It was amazing though. It seemed very funny to like 15-year-old Owen.
Oh yeah, this is like some Jerky Boys level.
Oh yeah,
stuff
we
right here.
Yeah, we and
you were like the Jerky Boys.
No, I wasn't. They were.
They were.
They kind of were.
You were like the fan club of the Cayucos.
I was the guy
boys,
in
the Cayucos knockoff of the Jerky Boys.
There you go. So that's my payphone story. Is that if you could have found a payphone and knew the number to it, you could really get some quality entertainment for very low price, back in like 1997.
Yeah.
Yep. So there you go.
Okay, let's do one more because this
what
is
going to
get tedious. Okay, the one I want to do is getting up on the wrong side of the bed. Obviously, you've heard that. Somebody got up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. How many times do you hear that a day?
A day?
Yeah.
0.37 times per day.
Well, apparently, back in the colonial era, anything that had to do with the left side was considered evil.
So a left-handed person would be evil. That's why they made you right-handed,
yes,
even if you're left-handed.
It says here, even the word sinister comes from the Latin word for left. So when one got up on the wrong side of the bed, they were getting up on the left side. At that point, only witches would get up on the left side of the bed, apparently. That was one of the tests they had for if you were a witch. Like
what side do you roll up?
In Salem, like the Salem witch trials. I think I read that in the Crucible. I think
now,
they,
is it the left
they,
side?
Like, took the, they took the witches they thought were witches, and they're like, hey, just take a nap right here. And
Is it stage left, or is it left left?
Which one is it? I don't know. Which side is the left side? Because if you're laying down on your back... There's a left side.
Are you a tummy sleeper?
Yeah, but if you're staying on your stomach, there's a different left side, right? I don't know.
Are you looking at the
or
bed?
Or is it in the eye of the beholder? Like if you're standing looking at the bed from the foot.
Yeah, that would be not stage left. That would be just left. Stage left would be if you're on the stage, if you're on the bed. So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got nothing. But apparently don't get up on the left side of the bed. So all of us have the left side of the bed in one way or another.
Well, you know what I read recently in the past couple of months? This has nothing to do with evil, but there was something I read about like etiquette when you go to other countries, and there's some country you go to, you're not supposed to shake anyone's hand with your left hand, because in that country everyone uses their left hand to wipe their bottoms after they number two.
Shouldn't that have been a What's Crappin' In story
it
for next
time?
It should
have been in What's Crappin' In.
You just couldn't help it though, could you?
Well, I mean, that's not going to carry a whole What's Crappin'
In. Oh,
that
would have carried it.
What, left hand poop wiping?
You could have carried that whole What's Crappin' in your left hand.
Well, maybe we'll do like etiquette, like
speaking
poop
of
etiquette in other countries.
Speaking
and
of
it
etiquette,
back.
It's actually non-poop etiquette, and that is that I have an iPhone. I know you're an Android user.
Yes.
But I have an iPhone, and recently it's iPhone 4S, so it's a couple years old, almost a couple years old. And recently, Apple came out with a new system update,
iOS 8, I think it's called, right?
And it has all kinds of bugs. Yeah, 8.2 now or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
It has a ton of bugs and stuff, or it did. I think it's a little better now. But I have a regular iPhone 4S. I don't have music on my iPhone. I just have some apps. So I only have like 15 gigabytes worth of space. And, you know, I have probably like 500 pictures, which shouldn't take up that much, but it takes up you know, maybe 3 or 4.
You need to put those things on the cloud. There's no nudes, are there? There's no nudes?
No nudes.
You need to put them on the cloud then, man. Because, like, get them off your phone. 500 pictures?
Yeah, man. Yeah. All kinds of things. So I've been going through and deleting them. But
don't delete them. Put them on the cloud.
No, I've been sending like
sending
them to myself.
You're not Jennifer Lawrence, man. Like nobody's
putting them on my computer. Like I can upload them to my computer too, and then
your computer. Okay, but see that then you're gonna have another problem because you're gonna have to move them somewhere eventually.
I have good.
You're gonna move them to another computer.
I have good data photo management already because I take so many pictures. So I do a pretty good job of managing pictures.
Yeah, but your cell phone pictures, you should be saving them automatically to the cloud.
Okay.
Just don't take any cleavage shots of yourself.
I could. I
think you'll be fine.
That'd be amazing. So the update takes 4 gigs of data to update. You have to have 4 gigs free out
to download iOS 8.
Yeah, and I only have, don't worry about it. It's back now.
Okay.
I only have like 14 or 13. That's actually on my phone. It was billed as like a 15 gigabyte whatever.
Yeah, but then they use a certain amount of it for the software that's already existing.
It's actually 12. Okay. And so it's a third, it's a full third of the data that I have available that I have to free up every time I do an update. And so that means I have to delete apps. Hopefully they're free apps. I have to reinstall them afterwards if I want to. It's just a pain in the ass, man. And I don't know. I don't know how else to think about it. I got to do it, I think, because otherwise the apps will stop working at some point.
I think I read somewhere an article when the iOS 8 came out. It said, like, if you have iPhone 4S, you shouldn't even try to download the new
new iOS. Then maybe I won't.
Yeah. So have you done it yet?
No.
Do some research, because I remember an article saying, like, don't even try this if you have a 4S.
I have a 4S.
People were saying, you know.
Yeah. Jenny did it, and she has a 64 gig one.
Yeah.
So. I don't know.
Does she like it? I mean, what's the advantages? It's what's the fine. Advantage of of the new iOS?
There's never a real advantage, JD. It's just a way for them to set things up for other developers to make more money or for themselves.
No,
too.
You get advances, dude. You said before advances. That I'm an iPhone, or excuse me, that I'm an Android user.
Yeah.
Like I have a Nexus 10 tablet, and the Nexus devices, because those are Google's like official flagship like devices, always get the latest version of Android first before anything else.
Okay.
And dude, I love it because then you get to see what all the new little tweaks are. So like Google Now is cool. Like basically everything that comes out, you're like, oh wow, I can say okay Google, and it'll do a voice search.
Do you say okay Google just like the TV?
Oh dude, my wife is addicted to that. She just got an Android phone like last week, and like every 5 seconds it's like okay Google, okay.
Is
Google,
it better than
okay,
Siri?
Okay Google. I like it.
Yeah.
I haven't really tried Siri because I don't have an iPhone, but
right. But
my wife is just like, okay, Google. Like last night, I swear we were in bed. I was about to go to sleep and I hear her go, okay, Google. And I'm like, oh my God. And it goes beep. And she's like, set my alarm for 6:45. And then and then it does it. She doesn't have to press anything. She just says it or whatever. Right. And it's done. Like, that's cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
But she doesn't have to say, okay, Google every time. She can just like press the little microphone button and it'll do the same
thing.
But
it's more fun to say, okay, Google.
Oh, it's fun for her. She's loving it. Loving it. But it's like, this is what I'm saying. Like, like she never had a smartphone before.
Oh, okay.
She always just had the, you know,
the flip phone or
the
something.
The flip phone or like the ones with the QWERTY slide out QWERTY keyboard. Like that was a big upgrade for her. She went to the slide out QWERTY.
Yeah. That was actually my favorite phone ever was the pop out QWERTY. It was super durable.
Yeah.
And
like the T-Mobile Sidekick.
It was actually the Envy, and it wasn't a pop out. It was a horizontal flip.
Oh, okay.
Into the QWERTY.
Yeah.
That was like the most durable, best phone I've ever had.
So she was on that. So this was her. This is her first ever like touchscreen smartphone that she's ever had. As soon as she got it, it was like night and day. It was like, this is what you're going to feel like when you get a car that has power windows. You're gonna just be like rolling them up and down. You're gonna be like, okay, windows.
Okay.
Press up. Okay, windows. Press down.
So
okay,
I grew windows. Up. I mean, I grew up driving my parents' cars that had power windows at the time.
Oh, okay.
But I just, you know,
when so you actually regressed.
when you
technologically, you went back to the Stone Age.
All the cars I've ever had, my two trucks, basically. I've only had two cars that I've owned, kind of. I've really only owned one.
You owned them, kind of?
I owned my, I mean, the first car was my parents' car that they gave to me. It was like a 91 Dodge Dakota.
Yeah.
And then I have a 2003.
You didn't own it. You kept your name off of it just in case.
I don't know like if I got, kept my name off
someone,
it.
You can I went be like, to college. Hey, it's not my car.
I went to college with it, so I don't know. But at the end of college, I got it.
Just in case you hit that cyclist, you can be like plausible deniability.
That's
like,
my dad,
it's not
dude.
My car.
It's my father.
I don't know who owns this car. I only kind of own it.
Yeah. So, but yeah, they had those, but I only had the roller windows my whole life. But when I drove their cars, it wasn't that big a deal. It's the remote keyless entry kind of stuff that's neat to me.
That's gonna blow your mind.
When I rent a car and there's like the keys that just stay in my pocket the whole time, and I just go up to the door and like press the button and then it opens because the keys are in my pocket.
Yeah,
that's the kind of stuff that I really enjoy. Yeah, the ones that start without you being in them, like you can press a button on the thing and it's like a remote start. That's neat when you're like in Colorado and it's 0 degrees outside and you're like, oh, I'm gonna look out my window from my hotel room and start it before I get down there, so the heater actually works. That's the neat stuff.
Yeah, one time we went to my cousin, my uncle, and I went to an A's game in Oakland, and he had just installed. He got a Chevy S10 or whatever it's called. And he had just installed this like keyless entry / like keyless, you know, startup kind of thing where all you had to do is press a button on your fob and the car would start up, you know. And this was like in the infancy of that technology. Like nobody was acquainted with this, that this could actually be possible. Like
I think I saw it for the first time in like 2000 or something.
Yeah, this was around that time, I guess. Yeah. I was in college probably. And we were at the game and there was people like in the stadium all around the car. We had just gotten out of the stadium, so everyone's in the parking lot going to their cars. And you know, you like when you're in the stadium, there's tons of cars there. You kind of wait by the car. You don't like take off right away because it's going to be a big crowd. So there's a lot of people lingering in the parking lot. And he's like, "Watch this," and he turns it on. We were far away, kind of, and he turns on the thing, and the car starts up, and you see the people who are like leaning around it or next to it or whatever, all of a sudden go, like what the heck? Like that car just started. And then of course my uncle walks over there and he's like, big man on
with
campus.
His cool
he's
walk.
Like, he's like, I did that. Want to see it again?
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
He must have done it at least two or three times.
Was it a truck?
Yeah, it was
a truck. Yeah, the one that I saw first was a truck. I think it's something about like dudes with trucks. Like, that's my truck.
Well, he was really into like doing custom stuff with his truck, like getting the lifts on it and stuff, the hydraulics and the Pimp My Ride paint job and that kind of thing.
Nice. Cool, man. Well, what are you up to? This is like the first weekend you have.
Wait,
off.
Is that it? You don't have any like final statement on the iPhone? Like,
yeah, you
I
know,
told you don't have to do it. Are you going to do it?
Like, I don't know. Leave people I'm gonna look hanging. It up. I'm gonna look it up. If I don't have to do it, I might not. I deleted my Facebook app today as well.
So, because you wanted to make room for the new iOS.
And I'm kind of going dark on Facebook.
Going dark?
Yeah.
Gotta what go does dark. That mean?
Gotta go dark.
What? Like what? Oh, because you can't take the heat.
DEFCON 5.
You can't take the non-Dodgers fans ribbing you about the Dodgers losing.
I can take some amount of it.
Well, what's the exact amount of it you could take?
Are the Dodgers really not that likable?
Well, they did have fans who beat another fan like half to death.
Oh my god, that was a long time ago.
What do you mean a long time ago?
Yeah, you're.
I
right.
don't think the statute of limitations.
But I just mean like
has
like
run out on that attempted murder.
The
yet.
Organization is the organization that unlikable? Raider fans and Giant and 49ers fans also like. You know, shoot each other and stab each other on a regular.
Well, there's
basis.
Like a certain segment of people who just aren't gonna like anything from LA. Period.
Yeah.
Like LA
what's
is,
the deal there?
Because LA is like its own scene, you know, and it's like there's Hollywood and there's
but is
LA.
It, is, it a,
and
is it a NorCal thing? Is that a Northern California thing? Like
I don't
LA.
Even think it's just
like,
Northern
oh,
California.
LA.
I think it's like a like they're you know. Every big city probably
but especially
has,
like San Francisco Bay Area, right? Like,
but there's
oh, LA,
plenty of people
like,
who look at San Francisco and say like, oh, San Francisco's this, or there's too many bums, or there's too much of this, or there's too much of that. I think every big major city, like when you get to a place where it's like a huge,
which is why I asked,
giant
which
center,
is why I asked. So,
you're gonna have people who don't like that
so
lifestyle.
Is there something different about LA that would make them easier to
oh yeah, you've got like the
hate.
Sunny beaches, and you've got like the Hollywood and the Bel Air and like rich lifestyle.
Right.
So like those people who are just automatically going to be like anything that comes out of there is no good.
Yeah, there's so the phenomenon to me is that it seems to me that last night the Giants moved on in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers didn't, and the Giant fans were more happy that the Dodgers didn't than the fact that they did.
Because it's a rivalry, man.
Yeah, but
It's a rivalry. You hate your rivals.
I never hated the Giants until I lived with Giant fans my freshman year of college. I lived with three Giant fans.
Like, okay, but you were sheltered.
I was here
before then.
I was in like
you were up in
I was
you
in
were
like
up at Coast Union.
My best friend in Cayucas was a Giants fan. Miles Davis was a Giants fan.
But you know, like it was all kumbaya and stuff. Like you guys, you know,
growing up. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
The rivalry hadn't reached Cayucas yet.
Oh, stop it! Stop it! You know, I've never been to a Giants home game.
See?
At Candlestick or AT&T.
Well,
is that
luckily
weird?
For
is
you,
that weird?
There's no more games at Candlestick because you don't want to go to that place. Yeah. It was not good to watch baseball games. It was so cold there.
I've been to baseball games everywhere else, but I just never have a...
The current Giant Stadium, I don't know what it's called. It's changed names so many times, but the current Giant Stadium is super nice. You should go. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like about it is the stands. The entire stadium smells like garlic fries.
And the team.
No,
fans.
Not the
and
team.
The fans.
The stadium smells like
and
garlic fries.
In that city
and people,
right now.
Some people pretend to like the garlic fry smell.
I hate them all.
Do you like garlic fries?
Yeah, I love garlic fries. But you can get
would
that.
You like the whole stadium to smell like garlic fries?
You can
fries?
Get that at the A's game.
Yes, but this whole stadium doesn't smell. I'm telling you, dude, the whole stadium smells like garlic. It's gross.
I like garlic. I do like garlic.
Okay, garlic is tasty. I'm not denying this. Yeah. I don't want to smell it everywhere I go.
It's kind of like the chili in Cincinnati.
40,000
you can smell skyline in Cincinnati, too, at the Red Stadium. You can smell that like skyline chili that they're super famous for. Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been there. I couldn't tell you if it's good or bad, but I can tell you I don't like the people who pretend to like it. It's kind of like the people who like are into like fatty things, like fads. Like, oh, you know, the whole stadium smelling like garlic is cool. It's like, it's hipster, you know? But in reality, it's like not really that good. It's just like
it's actually not
you
cool.
Just say that it's cool to go along with the cool crowd, but really, you don't want to be smelling garlic all day long.
So yeah, I think that's the end story. I think, you know, I'll see if I get my iPhone or not. We'll see.
If I get my iPhone update. iOS 8.
Yeah. And at some point in the next year or so, I'm going to be due for some kind of an upgrade. So it's going to be interesting to see whether and how I stick with the iPhone. You know, the one thing about the iPhone, and I taped my last Fansmanship podcast this way, is that it will transmit both sides of a conversation. So it'll transmit. You know, if you record it, if you plug like a auxiliary jack into it, it'll transmit both sides. The Androids didn't do that the last time I bought a phone. I went into the store.
Dude, I have an app. I think you can do that.
Yeah. I
have an app that
records one side. I think you can do one side.
No, it records the phone call and the,
both sides.
Yeah. So, okay. I put it this way. If you put it on speaker, I think it does.
Okay.
I'll have to test it. I'll test it out, and then next week I'll report back.
Yeah, please do.
Yes.
And we'll catch you then. JD, what are you up to this weekend, just real quick? Because you're not going to – you don't have to travel with Cal Poly this weekend.
No, they're going to Ogden, Utah to play Weber State.
You were there 2 years ago.
Unfortunately, not going to go. I've been there twice,
yeah,
and I like it. I go to the same hotel every time. They have biscuits and gravy and sausage for breakfast.
You get to see all the
like
big.
Those
you get to see all the big sky big wigs.
Yeah, I get to see John Casper. But, yeah. Unfortunately, we decided not to go to that trip this year because I think that Weber State is not one of the power teams in the conference. They're actually one of the worst teams in the conference. They're 0-5 right now, so
they could be Cal Poly.
The gamble paid off, but it will be a tough game for Cal Poly, I think, because they've been, you know, Weber State has been competitive.
They only lost.
It's not going to be a. It's not going to be a 42-0 blowout like it was last year.
They only lost to Southern Utah by 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cal Poly only beat Southern Utah by 3.
I read your story.
So Poly should win by 6. 6
or 7.
To make it a football score. 6.
And a half?
Come on. No, 6.
Actually, I
think
there's
no half points in football.
Do you get 3 points for being at home?
No.
No, okay. No.
No.
Right on. Well, JD.
Well, actually, technically, if you want to put it that way, Southern Utah hosted Weber State, didn't they? And then Cal Poly hosted Southern Utah. So if you want to do the 3-point theory,
they're all the same.
Cal Poly and Weber should tie.
Or Cal Poly should lose by 3.
No, tie, because Poly's getting 3 points that they used to beat Southern Utah.
But that was at home.
So
it would be even. So it would be 0-0.
No. Exactly. They're giving the 3 points that they beat Southern Utah by, they were giving them back, and they're basically giving them to Southern Utah, who beat Weber by 3. So
where was that?
It was in Southern Utah.
Right. So that should have been 0 also.
So Southern Utah is giving those 3 points to Weber at Weber.
Right.
So it should be a tie. Cal Poly should tie Weber
State.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I said. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh. Why do you say it's so confusing?
You said it confusing.
Oh, okay.
On that note, This has been the Hurricane and Scroggs podcast. You can
live
find
live from San Luis Obispo.
I love
was that
live.
Too early? Or are we bring in the
you're
music?
You're
oh, wait,
late.
No, you're doing the links.
Yeah, follow JD Scroggin on Twitter at SLO College Beat. Follow JD Scroggin on his Rebel Mouse site. How'd you? What is? I mean, Rebel Mouse. Nobody knows about Rebel Mouse, but you do a good job on that. It kind of puts all your social media stuff together. In a fun way to look at it.
It's so great. It's perfect for someone if you don't want to join Twitter or you don't want to like go, you know, sort through Twitter for good stuff. You just go to that page. You find all the good social media stuff that I do.
Rebelmouse.com/JD Scroggin. JD Scroggin. Yes. Yeah. And then you can find me at Fansmanship, at Owen Main on Twitter, either one. You can also find us on Facebook.com/Fansmanship. You can browse photos on photos.fansmanship.com. And I think that's about it.
And listen to all the podcasts on the Fansmanship.com podcast network.
On Stitcher or iTunes.
Yes.
Looking forward to seeing you next week, JD. Thanks again, and we'll see you guys later.
Peace. At 10 a.m. I kick it off with a tuna shake and a Molotov. I pop 8 pills of Imodium, turn on a marathon on Nickelodeon. Oh, yeah. Wax my tech, bleach my pits, give myself epileptic fits. You know it. Custom Crocs caress my feet. Yes. Free game checklist now complete.